I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois' public health director says COVID-19 is likely to get worse in the state. Dr. Ngozi Ezike was asked at a Senate hearing whether community spread of the coronavirus will happen in Illinois. That's when the disease is passed among members of a community as opposed to within a family. Ezike said she doesn't have a crystal ball, but it's likely there will be community spread in Illinois. The main question is, how much?
Is it going to reach to the level where we need to start closing down events and shutting down mass gatherings? Of course, we're hoping that we don't, but as I keep saying, that hope can't be our plan, and so we're working with the Emergency Management Agency just for all scenarios.
Illinois so far had 4 cases of COVID-19, 2 confirmed and 2 presumptive. Ezike said there are another 22 potential cases awaiting test results. She emphasized the risk of coronavirus in Illinois remains low, and the most important thing people can do to prevent its spread is frequent, thorough hand washing. In other news, a state lawmaker wants Illinois schools to teach students about the dangers of sexting. State Representative Maurice West visited Rockford Lutheran School, where the Democrat says he learned the majority of disciplinary cases for students were for sharing sexually explicit messages and media.
As I talked to the children, they said the only type of conversation that we have in school about sex education is what is an STD and what does it mean to have sex.
West says minors can face major consequences for sexting. They can be charged with child pornography and might have to register as a sex offender for the rest of their lives. His legislation would only apply to schools that already have sex education classes, and parents would still have the right to keep their children out. A panel of the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission recommended former Governor Rod Blagojevich's suspended law license be permanently revoked. The panel's ruling came a week after commission attorneys reminded the 3-member panel about some of the things that led to Blagojevich's conviction on corruption charges and 14-year prison sentence. In its 4-page decision, the panel noted Blagojevich sought to further his own interests as governor despite his oath of office and has not acknowledged that his conduct was wrongful or expressed any remorse. The Illinois Supreme Court would have to approve the panel's decision before Blagojevich could be disbarred. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. March 4th marks Founders Day at SIU Carbondale and also the university's Day of Giving. The campaign aims to raise money for scholarships and other projects outside of regular philanthropic efforts. Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations, Ray Goldsmith, says they're hoping for another big year in 2020.
We don't have a goal per se because we want every gift to feel like it's a success, but we always like to do a little better than we did last year. Last year, we surprised ourselves and raised $910,000.
Goldsmith says with $1 million in sight, they're hoping to break records again this year. You can get more information at siuday.siu.edu. Travel restrictions involving the coronavirus outbreak are forcing the SIU women's golf team to change its schedule. The Salukis have dropped out of the Hawkeye El Tigre Invitational in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. The Salukis have scheduled the Bama Beach Bash, co-hosted by the University of South Alabama and the University of Alabama at Birmingham for March 20th through the 22nd. Interim Chancellor John Dunn on Tuesday announced the university has created a page of frequently asked questions surrounding the coronavirus. It's on the Student Health Services webpage. He says SIU's emergency preparedness all hazards team has been activated to evaluate and plan for multiple scenarios should the virus impact Southern Illinois. This team will address plans on how cases will be handled, how residence halls might be managed, and related personnel policies and more. Dunn is urging anyone who leaves campus for spring break next week to pay attention to the CDC's recommendations. I'm Jennifer Fuller.